The following episode of Commute GVM originally aired on KGVM Bozeman on Tuesday, June 16th, 2026 at 5 p.m. Good afternoon. You are tuned to KGVM Bozeman. We're keeping the community in community radio here in the Gallatin Valley at 95.9 on the FM dial, kgvm.org online. It's a breezy afternoon out there in the Bozeman. It's the 16th of June, shortly after 5 p.m., and I'm going to play you some music to get you up to the 6 o'clock hour when Democracy Now! Airs. I'm your host, Bob Wall, and I'm going to thank an underwriter here and hear today's episode of Human Capital before we get into it. KGVM thanks Baroque Music Montana for their support. Baroque Music Montana presents Hymn of Thanksgiving, Beethoven's Quartet, Opus 132, on June 19th at 7:30 p.m. at Hope Lutheran Church in Bozeman. Composed after he recovered from a near-fatal illness and while deaf, Beethoven described this quartet as a prayer from a convalescent to the deity. Performed on period instruments by internationally acclaimed string musicians, this concert presents one of chamber music's most revered works due to its unparalleled musical ingenuity and emotional depth. That's Baroque Music Montana's Hymn of Thanksgiving at Hope Lutheran Church on June 19th. Further information and tickets are available at baroquemusicmontana.org. What do you get when local artists transform retired library books into original works of art? Rewrite. And the auction is live right now. SLAM and the Bozeman Public Library have invited artists to adopt culled books and make something new. The results are on GiveButter now through August 27th. You can bid online, own a one-of-a-kind piece, and support both organizations at the same time. You're invited to join them for the closing reception on Thursday, August 27th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Bozeman Public Library. The event is free and open to the public. You can find the auction at slamfestivals.org.
This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A state district court judge in Missoula has ordered the state to pay the ACLU of Montana and other attorneys $73,371 in costs and fees after state attorneys lost a case involving a plaintiff in the case known by their initials, MB, a non-binary Montanan whose application for a driver's license was rejected in 2022 because they did not select a male or female category. The state had argued that MB's license must reflect their biological sex rather than their legal sex on their birth certificate, even though the birth certificate lists their legal sex as non-binary. Judge Shane Vanatta did not agree with the state's claims and in December ordered the state to issue a driver's license to MB that aligns with their birth certificate. Alex Raitt, an attorney with the ACLU, said he expects the state to appeal the case to the Montana Supreme Court, including the determination of attorney's fees. But Raitt noted that attorney's fees could eventually be awarded in several other cases involving the legal documents and civil rights of transgender Montanans. In the larger context of attorney's fees, Raitt said $73,371 is not a staggering sum for a constitutional case, but taken together, litigation involving transgender people could result in the state paying out several million dollars to plaintiffs' attorneys for ongoing court cases alone. Last Friday, another state district court judge handed down another decision about attorney's fees and costs for a case that originated in 2021 involving how transgender people can update their birth certificates. The total sum owed by the state in that case? $517,000. It's worth noting that when the Republican majority legislature considers bills that their own legislative staff attorneys warn are unconstitutional, the legislature has passed those bills, expecting that they'll be challenged in court. The Republican majority Montana legislature has appropriated state budget dollars to legal fees that it expects to have to pay when the unconstitutional bills are challenged and found illegal in court. That's millions of dollars appropriated from taxpayers for bills that the legislature knows are unconstitutional. QCORE, Montana State University's Quantum Collaborative Research and Education Facility, has been awarded a $31.5 million contract with the Air Force Research Laboratory in Rome, New York, for novel research in quantum applications and the development of novel quantum materials, sensors, devices, and network systems. The contract will support research across the university with more than 50 MSU faculty and staff affiliated with QCORE. Facility CEO Jane Morrow said those individuals mentor students from across disciplines, including mechanical and electrical engineering, computer science, physics, chemistry, business, philosophy, and art. Krishna Rupavatharam, QCORE's Chief Technology Officer and Director of MSU's Spectrum Lab, said the work performed under the contract will provide those students with direct, hands-on research and laboratory experience that ultimately will help them pursue careers in industry and government. On Tuesday, June 16th, the Tuesday Bozeman Farmers Market at Lindley Park kicks off for another summer season. The Tuesday Farmers Market features fresh produce, local food, handmade goods, food trucks, and community connection. The Tuesday Bozeman Farmers Market at Lindley Park is every Tuesday from 5 to 8 p.m. through September 8th. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.
All right, I thought I would kick off tonight with a set of music to celebrate that quintessential musical genre, rock and roll. I'm going to start out with a little 10 Years After, Alvin Lee and the Boys from, I can't remember which album it is. I've got it in a collection of theirs. Play your rock and roll music to the world. And then AC/DC, the title cut from their album, Let There Be Rock, Long Live Bon Scott. And then Ian Dury and the Blockheads, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll.
We dance on rock and roll and dance. Yeah.
and drugs and rock and roll is all my brain and body need. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. It's very good indeed. Keep your silly ways or throw them out the window. The wisdom of your ways, I've been there and I know. Lots of other ways, what a jolly bad show. If all you ever do is business you don't like. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. Sex and drugs and rock and roll is very good indeed. Every bit of clothing ought to make you pretty. You can cut the clothing, grey is such a pity. I should wear the clothing of Mr. Walter Mitty. See my tailor, he's called Simon. I know it's going to fit. A little bit of advice, you're quite welcome, it is free. Don't do nothing that is cutless, you know what they'll make you be. They will try their tricky device, trap you with the ordinary. Get your teeth into a small slice, the cake of liberty. Sex and drugs and rock and roll. 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 Sex and drugs and rock and roll.
Dury and the Blockheads there, Sex and Drugs and Rock and Roll. Before that, AC/DC did Let There Be Rock. Started out with a little 10 Years After and Rock and Roll Music to the World. This is KGVM Bozeman, Gallatin Valley Community Radio. We're at 95.9 on your FM dial, KGVM.org online. I'm your host, Bob Wall. Playing you some music for this 5 o'clock hour. Get us up to 6 o'clock in Democracy Now! I want to thank another of our underwriters here and then hear today's climate connections.
All God's critters got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now.
KGVM is supported by Bridger Animal Nutrition of Bozeman because animals like the arts too. Bridger Animal Nutrition is a Bozeman-based health food store for pets and livestock, feeding the animals of the Gallatin Valley for over 26 years. They offer remedial diets for companion animals, organic and natural feeds for poultry and horses, fresh frozen foods for cats and dogs, and more. They're located at 501 Evergreen Drive in Bozeman or on the web at BridgerAnimalNutrition.com. Bridger Animal Nutrition, keeping your animals healthy and supporting community radio.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Over the past decade, more than 100,000 people in the U.S. have developed an allergy to red meat, triggered by the bite of a Lone Star tick. Unlike most ticks, which passively wait for an animal to latch onto, Lone Star ticks can identify a potential host and quickly crawl toward them.
I call them like a hunter tick.
Saravanan Tangamani is director of the SUNY Center for Vector-Borne Diseases at Upstate Medical University in New York. He says Lone Star tick saliva and red meat both contain a molecule called alpha-gal. A tick bite can transfer alpha-gal into a person's blood, which can trigger an immune response. After that, whenever that person is exposed to alpha-gal, like when they eat a burger or steak, it can cause an allergic reaction. Symptoms can include hives, vomiting, and in rare cases, life-threatening anaphylaxis. Lone star ticks thrive in warm areas and were traditionally found in southern states. But as the climate warms, their range is expanding.
We are now seeing more lone star ticks in the northeast United States as well.
For example, cases of alpha-gal syndrome have spiked on Long Island. So the prevalence of the aggressive hunters and the risk of developing a red meat allergy is on the rise. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
All right. I want to keep going here with some more rock music. Warning, it might get a little random. That reminded me of It Might Get Loud. Kind of a documentary with Jimmy Page and Bono and Jack White. It was a very interesting show. If you haven't seen it, you might track it down somewhere and check it out. It's a good kind of rock and roll documentary show. I'm going to start out with some Velvet Underground for you. I almost played Heroin. That's one of my favorite songs of theirs, but I decided to play Beginning to See the Light. Keep it going with The Replacements after that from their album Tim with Bastards of Young. And Dada with Disneyland from their album Puzzle. Finish the setup with The Godfathers and the title cut from their album Birth, School, Work, Death.
just crashed my car again. Now I'm going to Disneyland. I just robbed a grocery store. I'm going to Disneyland. I just flipped off President George. I'm going to Disneyland. I'm going to Disneyland. I just tossed a fifth of gin. Now I'm going to Disneyland. I just got cuffed again. I'm going to Disneyland. Yeah. Shot my gun into the night. I'm going to Disneyland. Oh. I just saw a good man die. I'm going to Disneyland.
I don't get what
Godfather's Birth, School, Work, Death. Before that, Dada did Disneyland. The Replacements did Bastards of Young. We started out with the Velvet Underground, Beginning to See the Light. This is KGVM Bozeman, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley, 95.9 on your FM dial, kgvm.org online. Thanks for tuning in, and thank this underwriter for their support. KGVM is thankful for the support of Bozeman Cottage Vacation Rentals. They have 25 years of experience putting up your friends and family in a full range of historic to modern homes, most within 5 blocks of downtown Bozeman. Bozeman Cottage Vacation Rentals offers friendly, convenient, distinctive lodging for locals and visitors alike. You can find them on the web at bozemancottage.com and contact them via email at info@bozemancottage.com. Bozeman Cottage Vacation Rentals, your home away from home in our hometown. On Friday, June 26th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Gallatin Labor Temple, the Gallatin Park Central Labor Council and the Montana AFL-CIO are hosting a cookout to celebrate our working community. Food and drinks will be provided. All union members, family, and friends are invited to join. That's the Gallatin Park Central Labor Council, AFL-CIO, cookout to celebrate our working community at the Labor Temple on Friday, June 26th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m.
I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in 2. On this day in labor history, the year was 1918. That was the day Eugene V. Debs, leader of the Socialist Party, gave his legendary anti-war speech in Canton, Ohio. The speech, for which he would eventually be arrested, tried, and convicted under the Espionage Act. Though he avoided explicitly criticizing World War I or President Wilson, he made clear his views. He gave the speech at a park near the jail where Charles Baker, Charles Rutenberg, and Alfred Wagenknecht, three prominent socialists, were being held on Espionage Act-related charges. Debs noted, quote, "It is extremely dangerous to exercise the constitutional right of free speech in a country fighting to make democracy safe in the world." Debs was defiant. He unloaded his rage against the judicial system and the conviction of socialist leader Kate Richards O'Hare for her anti-war views. He railed against the suppression of Max Eastman's socialist press and the ongoing persecution of socialists Tom Mooney and William Billings. Debs briefly reviewed the history of wars in Europe and made the following observation, saying, quote, "The masterclass has always taught and trained you to believe it is your patriotic duty to go to war and to have yourselves slaughtered at their command. But in all the history of the world, you, the people, have never had a voice in declaring war. The working class, who fight all the battles, the working class, who make the supreme sacrifices, the working class, who freely shed their blood and furnish the corpses, have never yet had a voice in declaring war or making peace." For this, he was convicted of advocating disloyalty and draft resistance and sentenced to 10 years in prison. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at laborhistoryin2.
All right, I'm going to finish up with one more set of music. I'm going to start out with some Soul Coughing off their album El Oso, and St. Louis is listening. Then a cut from a band from Billings. They're gone now, but they were Dead Presleys, I saw them play here in Bozeman a time or two. Play a Muse Sick. Then some Dinosaur Jr. from, I believe, their one of their newest albums anyway, Sweep It Into Space. Play I Met the Stones. And I'll play out with some Slater Kinney, Untidy Creatures from their new album, Little Rope.
Baby. St. Louis is listening.
Oh, I saw the planet, I met the stones. If you're invited, stupid not to go. I took a peek out, saw you alone. I gave it everything I got. I tried to stop you, I could not. I'm here to tell you that's a lie. I got excited, I got depressed. The situation and then the rest. Feel out the others, test extreme. I came prepared to keep it mean. I pressed the button on the scene. I got to help you find the sound. I held a piece off ground and down. Thought that it meant you'd come around.
push around. You built a cage, but your measurement's wrong. 'Cause I'll find a way, and I'll pick your lock.
Slater Kinney with Untidy Creatures. Before that, Dinosaur Jr. did I Met the Stones. Dead Presley's did Music. Started out with Soul Coughing and St. Louise is Listening. I want to thank you for tuning in this afternoon. Hope you had a good afternoon, having a good day. Hope you'll keep it tuned right here to KGVM Bozeman. Democracy Now! Up next. And have a great evening, everyone.